Someone was in the process of purchasing his tefillin for his grandson, and he asked me, he said, "Well, is my grandson a lefty or righty?" Because he writes with his right hand, but he does all the other activities. He throws a ball, he eats with his left hand. So is he considered a righty or a lefty? So the truth is, it's not so clear. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us that the Gemara Menachos says ukshartim uksavtem. There seems to be some connection. Maksiva biyamin apkshira biyamin. That just like you write with the right hand, then you also tie with the right hand. Vekeva dikshira biyamin. And since you tie the tefillin with your right hand, so therefore hanacha b'smolhi, and therefore you should wear tefillin your left hand. So it depends on what hand you write with. Whatever hand you write with, so the opposite hand is what you wear the tefillin on. So if you write with your right hand, you wear your tefillin your left in your left arm, and if you are a lefty in terms of writing, then you wear your tefillin on the right arm. And indeed, that is the position of the Hagos Maimonios. It's a position of the Tur, Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah, Perek Dal, Halacha Gimel. He cites the Tur who paskids like this Gemara. However, the Rosh has a different opinion. The Rosh says that, and this is also Baal HaTruma, he says that if Rov Masav, or osa bismol, if let's say you write with your right hand, but most of your other activities, the majority of activities you do with your left hand, so then you are considered a lefty. If most activities your left hand, you're considered a lefty, and you'd put your tefillin on your right hand, even if you write with your right hand. What's the reason for this? It's also another Gemara. It's another Gemara which says that the Yodcha is spelled Yud Dalid Chof He. And Yod, so what does that mean? Yod Keha. You wear your tefillin on your weaker arm. So what's your weaker arm? If you do most, if you throw the ball with your left hand and you eat with your left hand, you do your heavy work with your left hand. So I don't care what you're writing with. Whatever you do, the heavy lifting. So if you do that with your left hand, so that's Rov Masav, you do with your left hand, so then you put the tefillin on your weaker hand. So we really have a split. If you write with one hand and you do all your activities with the other hand, so what do you do? And so the Shulchan Aruch actually does not have a definitive view. Shulchan Aruch says in Or HaChaim, Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chav Zayin, Sivav. First says, he says, if you write with your right hand, and the rest of you actually you do with your left hand. So Yesh Omrim, Shianich Tefillin, Biyad Shetash Kochel, Deva'in and Yad Keha, that you wear your tefillin on your weaker hand. It goes by whatever you, if you have most of your actions are with, you're done, most of your activities are done with your left hand. So you put your tefillin on your right hand, which is your weaker hand. But v'yesh omrim ba hi chashuva yamin la. But the second opinion is that it all depends on what you write with. Whatever you write with, you put your tefillin on the other hand. So it's really unclear what you should do. The Rama though does say hagav hachi nahog. The Rama says we follow whatever hand you write with. So it seems that for Sfardim, it seems to be two different views, Yesh Omrim A, Yesh Omrim B. The Ramah seems to say that it depends on whatever hand you write with. So it seems that that's it, and we know what the answer is. The problem is that the Vilna Gaon writes, is cited in the Ber Halacha. He says, we follow the Shulchan Aruch's first opinion, that you go by Rov Masav. So now you have it split between the Rama, you go by the hand that you write, and the Vilna Gaon, it says you go by Rov Masav, the majority of activities that you do. And it's not so clear. The Mishnah Brura tries to find a way that you can accomplish both opinions. So the Mishnah Brura suggests that maybe What you should do is that if you write with your right hand and you do the rest of your activities with your left hand, so that maybe you should see if you can do you can learn to write with the other hand as well. As let's say you're a righty, you write with your right hand and you do most activities with your left hand. So maybe try to start writing with your left hand as well. So at least maybe you can say you write a little bit with your left hand and you also do your activities with your left hand. So try to become ambidextrous maybe. However, Rabbi Willig believes that even according to the Vilna Gaon nowadays, you go by the hand that you write. Why? Because he writes that the following, explains that in the old days, people's activities were dependent on brute strength, and it was essentially manual labor. So rov melachto, which was with your stronger hand in terms of physical labor. So whatever hand you threw a ball with, whatever hand you were in construction, whatever hand you used to use a hammer or used whatever it is, whatever you're engaged in terms of manual labor. So the Vilna Gaon would say that's your dominant hand. However, nowadays we sit by the computer. The dominant hand, it has to do with fine motor skills. So rov melachto changed from brute strength in the old days to nowadays to writing, to fine motor skills. So even the Vilna Gaon, says Rabbi Willig, would agree nowadays that whatever you write with, that's considered your more chashuv hand. So whatever hand you write with, either it's because uksharta muksavtem, so whatever you write with, that's the hand that you're going to tie your tefillin with, meaning that your tefillin goes on the other hand. Or even if it goes by what's your more chashuv hand, so nowadays your more chashuv hand is whatever it has the use for fine motor skills, i.e. writing. So either according to the Ramah or the Bir Halacha, nowadays you determine whether you're lefty or righty by whichever hand you write with.